Now let's look at a political stalemate in this country. The Senate gets back today from a recess, and its first order of business is supposed to be jobs. But that won't happen unless at least 60 senators vote to move the bill forward. That's the number needed to overcome the minority's greatest weapon, the endless debate on a bill known as the filibuster. Since Republican Scott Brown's recent victory in Massachusetts, Democrats are one vote short of 60. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, some are now calling for new rules.
When President Obama went to a retreat of Senate Democrats earlier this month, he lamented how much Republicans have used the filibuster, more than twice as often as Democrats did when they were last in the minority. It's become, he said, an institutional problem.
In the Senate, the filibuster only works if there is a genuine spirit of compromise and trying to solve problems, as opposed to just shutting the place down. If it's just shutting the place down, then it's not going to work.
Senate Republicans, not surprisingly, deny they're trying to thwart the president with filibusters. One member of the GOP leadership team, John Cornyn of Texas, says Democrats have simply been in too much of a hurry to pass controversial legislation.
The goal of the filibuster is to cause us to slow down and to work in a bipartisan basis and come up with better ideas, as opposed to trying to jam things through on a partisan basis. So I think it can have a very constructive role.
Congressional expert Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute agrees that needing to find 60 votes can force bipartisan compromise. But he says if the recent past is prologue, even moderate Republicans seem unwilling to break ranks to help end filibusters.
The American system was not designed to move rapidly, but it was designed to move. And right now, because we have less than 60 members of one party, and right now, because you have a minority that's decided to operate as a parliamentary minority party, uniting on everything against, there is a danger of significant gridlock.
Some Democratic senators say they've had it with GOP filibusters. Here's Iowa's Tom Harkin the last time the Senate met.
The United States Senate cannot continue to function this way. That is why today, along with Senator from New Hampshire, Senator Shaheen, I am introducing a bill to change the standing rules of the Senate to reform the cloture procedure in the United States Senate.
Under cloture, 60 votes are needed to limit debate and get to a final vote. Harkin wants to reduce that 60-vote threshold successively so that by the fourth time-consuming vote on cloture, only 51 votes would be needed, a simple majority. But when Majority Leader Harry Reid was asked whether he backs Harkin's proposal, he pointed out it takes 67 votes to change the Senate's rules.
I love Tom Harkin. I'm totally familiar with his idea. It takes 67 votes, and that kind of answers the question.
Some who follow the Senate closely say Reid's best option may be to have an attention-getting showdown by forcing Republicans to make good on their claim that they simply want further debate. Darrell West is with the Brookings Institution.
It may be time to call their bluff and actually force them to filibuster so that the country can see what is happening and make a judgment on the merits of whether the filibuster actually is warranted.
Just get up off the ground. That's all I ask. Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol dome, that lady that stands for liberty.
You may recognize that as the voice of Jimmy Stewart in the 1939 movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. In it, he plays a senator who alone filibusters on the floor for 23 hours to try to stop a bad piece of legislation. But congressional expert Norm Ornstein says that's not what you'd see now if Republicans were forced to carry out a filibuster.
If Harry Reid said, we're bringing the place to a halt and you've got to go round the clock, and you've got 40 Republicans who want to block him, they just have to have one person on the floor at any time to deny unanimous consent to move forward and to continually call for the absence of a quorum. And it's the majority that'll have to show up, because if there's no quorum, the Senate adjourns and you can't get away with it.
There may be other ways to curb the use of filibusters. One would be for Vice President Biden, as president of the Senate, to declare that the chamber's rules no longer apply. A simple majority vote could uphold such a ruling. But it's not clear most Democrats would want that. They know that sooner or later, they will be in the minority and in need of the filibuster. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.